content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette Fiaschetti that rhymes with spaghetti, and I've got Ronaldo Davis in studio with me. We are running the show. It feels good, though. It really does, you know?
Yeah.
It does. And Ronaldo's awesome. And, you know, it's funny, you know, the path that it took. With all the changes here at iHeartMedia, and we went through a couple different board ops before we got to Ronaldo. And so, you know what? All of us need to learn a lesson from that. Trust the process,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Trust the process. Calm down. Realize what you can learn from it. Realize what you control and what you cannot control. Mm-hmm. And every Friday, we have Maura Davies on since the beginning of the show. As I said yesterday, we're entering next week. We will be entering our ninth year. Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. Their website is spca.org. I love this organization. I have supported them for years. I believe in what they do. And I honor them at this moment for all the tough work that they're having to do with all the abandonment, unfortunately, of so many animals during this time across our world and especially in our nation. So, Maura, how are you doing today?
Bernadette, you are so amazing. I am hanging in there. I think along with everyone right now,
yep.
The hanging in there seems to be like that common response.
Right?
Right.
Yep.
How are you?
What? What did you say?
How are you doing?
I'm persevering. I'm very good at going through dark stuff and coming up on top. And I think it's because I had the most amazing parents. I really did. You know, my parents had me when they were much older. I think my father was in his 50s when I was born. And so he had that tough World War II kind of mentality that, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And my mother, she had a lot of diversity too. She lost her father at 4 years old and her mother at 9 years old. And so my mother had gone through a lot of adversity as well. And both of my parents remained loving and kind throughout all of it. And I aspire to be like them. So much so, look, today when I was driving in, you guys, my mother like kind of spoke to me. And I want to talk about this. Hopefully I won't get verklempt because I get really emotional when I think about my parents because they were such good parents. Even though we didn't have a lot of money, we had a lot of heart, you know, and we had a lot of love in our home despite all the adversity of my brother's mental illness and stuff. But the song Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music, she said to me, play that song today, Bernadette. Play it for your listeners. And so we will at some point during the show. And I also want to note that Bill Withers passed away today at 81 years old. One of his greatest hits is Lean On Me, When You're Not Strong. We're going to be playing a tribute to him throughout the show as well. But let's now talk about the SPCA and give us an update. What is the SPCA doing right now in response to COVID-19?
Yes, well, it's been very important to us during this time to continue to respond to our community. Our mission is to provide every animal exceptional care in a loving home, and we are here to help pets stay in homes, off the streets, out of shelters, and we're also here to provide assistance, partnership for our community's most vulnerable pets and the people who love them dearly. We know a lot of folks out there are hurting right now, are in need, and so what we did is we took a look at what was needed in the community. So we are still closed to the public at our facilities. However, to continue in that mission, we redeployed our resources basically to support what our community needed. So although we don't have adoptions going on right now, we don't have more fosters going out. We have a lot of fosters in foster homes, which is fabulous. And we continue to have those essential staff caring for the animals in our shelters, giving them everything they need, medical, behavioral support, TLC, all that good stuff every single day. But the big thing is our Pet Resource Center is providing assistance to those who need, whose pets need help.
Mm-hmm.
So family food, urgent medical issues, other things as needed. So specifically, what does that look like? It's actually, it brightens my day every time I see our wonderful, hardworking outreach team and our mm-hmm. Pet Resource Center getting out there assisting people who've either been laid off, they have been sick, they are sick. You know, we want to help keep those pets in homes. So
yeah.
If someone get really sick and they need temporary housing for their pet, we want to be there to help too, because we know how much people love their pets.
That's so wonderful.
It's
so wonderful. Yeah. You know what I just thought of? This is a great time to volunteer if you love animals. I can't think of a better thing to do, you know, to get out and just volunteer your time to help you guys out or bring a pet home. Everybody's got enough space in their house for one more pet. I mean, I can speak about that with sometimes sometimes it's a little difficult, but you know what? There's a heartwarming feeling from helping an animal or anyone in need. It's the greatest blessing that you can give yourself and that other person.
Indeed. And right now, though, while we are closed, unfortunately, we are not able to have volunteers in the shelter right now at this time.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Welcome them back in. No. I don't think I mentioned it. So that's very different for us. And we miss seeing our wonderful volunteers' faces. We were able to find homes for so many animals right before all of the stay-at-home orders came down, though, and so many animals are in foster mm-hmm. Right now. So that's a beautiful thing, because there are minimal animals in the shelter, and to all of our wonderful foster families out there, our foster heroes who took in animals during this time, oh my goodness, you guys are incredible. And we'll be back as soon as we can mm-hmm. to do more. But right now, we are really focusing on getting those folks. Like just in March, we were able to help 141 pets. And from the beginning of the year, January through the end of March, we were able to, through our Pet Resource Center, help 213. So we want to keep on going.
Yeah. Well, what can people do that are out there that maybe mm-hmm. haven't lost their job or maybe are financially mm-hmm. Well off? Can't they? They can volunteer. So it's a great way I meant donate is what I meant to say.
Sure.
Yeah. So donate. So and funnel it through the SPCA so you guys can get that financial help to the families that really need it.
That is wonderful. If people are able to, we understand this may be an incredibly difficult time for so many. There are ways for people to help. People could make a gift through our Amazon wish list.
Okay.
Our website is spca.org/wishlist.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the primary way, because I mean, a lot of times even Amazon right now is not able to fulfill a bunch of stuff, right?
Right.
So making a gift at spca.org/give. If you can, is probably the single biggest thing. If you do happen to be on Amazon, SPCA of Texas does have an Amazon Smile. So when you order and you use Amazon Smile, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back mm-hmm. to the SPCA of Texas. We also have a thumb number people can look up. Kroger shoppers can help us out. And we have a lot of other shop to give opportunities, Chewy.com, a bunch of other folks like cat litter, medications. People can go to spca.org/shop-to-give.
Yeah.
And those are things that people can do at this time. Yeah, but we're also here to help provide not just those services to folks in need, but also uplifting content on our social media platforms mm-hmm. for people who need happy. Mm-hmm. They just want a happy. Come on over to our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Instagram. We have wonderful content every day. We're you know, exploring what our foster pets are up to, what the animals at the shelter are doing. We even have local celebrities hopping on and doing videos from their homes for us.
Nice.
Like, hey, guys, I support the SPCA. So all kinds of neat stuff. Out
Great.
There just for people who are looking for the happy.
I love it. It's all good news. We all have to join together and help, and I will be making a donation as well. And I encourage everyone out there to make a donation. It doesn't have to be a lot. Even $5 buys, several cans of dog food or cat litter. Mm-hmm. We can't let our animals suffer any more than they already have. So everyone, please, if you've got a little extra money, pitch in and make a donation to the SPCA at thespca.org. Or I guess it's not the, it's just SPCA.org.
Yes, thank you, Bernadette. You're amazing. I can't believe time has flown.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm getting older. I hate to admit it. every minute.
No. I'm standing still right now.
Yeah. I'm at 23. Maybe that'll go up tonight. And you know what? Before we go to break, I just want to give a special shout out to my dear friend, Logan Shields, who stepped up to the plate and hit a home run 2 weeks ago when I had three puppies dumped on me by a dear friend. Not dumped. That's not the correct word. But, placed in my care that were dumped in a local park on the east side of town in Mesquite. She came to the rescue, put a social media post out, and all three of them found homes within a matter of minutes. So let's keep that good work up, everyone, and help the SPCA. We're going to go to break. We've got a fantastic show lined out. Maura, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Everyone, stay tuned.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're
We lost him in 81. What an incredible talent he was. We're going to be tributing him, giving a tribute to him, I should say, throughout the show and playing all of his greatest hits. What an incredible talent he was. Don't you agree, Ronaldo? Just incredible.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we've got a great show lined out for you today. We've got Deborah Green. She'll be on in just a second. I'm going to introduce her here in just a second. But we've got Robin Perry Braun and Dr. Johnny Bowden on as well. We're going to be talking about how to pivot in times of anxiety and confusion and strengthening the immune system. And Deborah Green, I love this woman. She's calling from Hawaii. She is or has been an innovator in energy medicine and mind-body integration for over 25 years. She is an author, speaker, and practitioner of various healing arts who combines the best of ancient wisdom with modern science in her writings, presentations, private practice, and online courses. Dr. Green is the author of Endless Energy, The Essential Guide to Energy Health. She empowers others with research-based approaches aimed at developing our inner resources for life transformation and self-actualization. Her website is yourenergymatters.com. That's yourenergymatters.com. How are you doing today, Dr. Green?
Aloha, Bernadette.
Aloha.
How are you?
I love saying aloha. And so what time is it in Hawaii right now? Because we've got listeners in California on KMET, and of course here in Dallas. We've got listeners, really, a lot of listeners all over the country. But what time is it in Hawaii right now?
It is 7:22 a.m.
Wow.
On a beautiful Maui morning.
And what's the weather like? Because it's miserable here in Dallas again. The rain is back. I'm happy to say.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because, of course, it is a lovely morning on Maui. There's a few white puffy clouds. The
nice.
Sun is shining. The birds are singing louder than ever. I mean, that's one thing I've really noticed, you know, since we're kind of on lockdown, mm-hmm. is that the birds are just, they're songs, and there just seems to be so many more of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just seems like nature is happy.
Is stepping up. I wonder if they know intuitively that something's going on just by the change of traffic patterns and just, you know, everything. I know, of course, climate change is something that's very real, in my opinion, and something that we need to make as a top priority. And another top priority is this COVID-19 and 5G, which is what we're talking about today with you. So what's happening on the 5G front these days?
Well, not very good things. I mean, during our lockdown period here, President Trump has passed two new laws that are designed to boost 5G. One addresses security issues with 5G because, of course, anytime you have anything wireless, you have massive security issues because wireless networks are extremely vulnerable and hackable and everything else. And the other law is meant to improve the accuracy of maps that detail where broadband is not available, because then, of course, they want to target those areas that don't have service. So it's not good news on the 5G front for those of us who, of course, don't want this. And apparently in some municipalities, they're using lockdown as an opportunity to install more antennas and towers.
Really?
And particularly, yeah. And particularly they're installing antennas on schools. And this is a big deal, and it's a very bad thing. And
that
in fact, it's gotten so bad that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Health Defense.
Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they have come out with this. It's on their front page, actually, the home page of their website, childrenshealthdefense.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they're launching this campaign for people to tell their municipalities to pass emergency ordinances to stop the deployment of 5G during quarantine, because so much of this has been going on, and we've noticed it here on Maui as well, that there's new antennas going up all over the place.
Well, let me ask you this: which companies are responsible for pushing the hardest?
Do you mean of the telecom companies?
Yes.
Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, Sprint.
Well, all of them, basically, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And because they're the ones that own even the smaller ones, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, yeah, it's basically...
Well, I was hoping that you were going to tell me that one of them at least is using some prudent judgment when it comes to this, because there is science out there. In fact, there's over 300, that was the last time I counted, there's over 300 scientists out there trying to stop this. Because it is so damaging.
That,
Yeah. So we only have about 5 minutes. But it seems that the coronavirus pandemic is being used by the government to fast track, as you said, the 5G. Are you concerned about any other possible side effects of this pandemic?
Well, of course. Speaking of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'm very concerned about forced vaccinations, and I can totally see that coming because.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do, you know? I mean, they've instituted a massive lockdown globally, and then all of a sudden we're going to wake up one morning and, oh, everything's fine. No. I mean, we can see where this is going, and the loss of civil liberties is more frightening, and the destruction of economies is more frightening to me than the virus itself, to be honest.
No, I completely agree with everything that you're saying, and I don't have it in front of me today. I have been carrying it around for days, but it's from Nature Magazine, which is a scientific magazine. Even the scientists are saying that they should slow down, that the vaccine should not be fast-tracked, that we need to do the proper studies before we just put it on the market, and it's a medical procedure. And so, you know, you talk about civil liberties and, you know, this is a bigger issue than just vaccines. This is about our personal freedoms and our rights as American citizens.
And the same thing applies to wireless, for that matter, and 5G, you know, like we do not consent, and we don't even have an opportunity to not consent, because this stuff is being forced on us, and it is a massive health concern. And oh, by the way, I forgot to mention earlier that the FCC has approved now for Elon Musk's Starlink system, which includes 40,000 satellites. They approved 1 million ground antennas that are meant to interface with those satellites. 1 million ground antennas.
Wow.
Anyway, it's insane. But the good news is that there is an international coalition of attorneys that has formed to legally fight those satellites because, you know, satellites don't confine themselves to one little area. It really is a global phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
So this international team of attorneys has come together, and it gives me hope, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I was on a conference call last night and listening to these legal strategies, and it's very, very hopeful.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on the air with us today and keeping us abreast of all of this. People are really stressed out about all of this. I mean, and then there's the financial stress. There's so much stress out there. So what can we do to de-stress? What are some of the tips or techniques that you're using that can help all of us?
You know, you've probably already said this, but one important thing is to stop mainstream media.
I agree. It's totally creating hysteria. It is.
Totally creating hysteria.
We have to be.
I mean, I dip into it sometimes, and I just get caught up, and then I realize, oh, my God, I am so stressed out, and
mm-hmm.
you just have to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just pay attention, you know, maybe once a day, tune in for a limited amount of time, and then just, you know, don't make it a constant exposure because it massively increases stress levels.
Yeah.
Connect with nature if you can. I don't know, are you guys allowed to go outside at all? I mean, I can't even believe I'm asking you that question.
Mm-hmm.
This is the United States of America.
Right.
And I have to ask you if you're allowed to go outside.
Yeah, no, it's gotten pretty crazy, you know, and I'm looking, it's funny, I carry these bumper stickers with me in my thing because I bought them, I don't even remember where, I have them like in my folder. And I'll try to end with the funniest one to make everybody laugh. So one says, the three branches of government, financial, petrochemical, and pharmaceutical, and then do small things with great love. Prohibition still doesn't work. We must be the change we wish to see in the world. And what would Scooby do?
Yes, I like it.
All right, we're going to go to break. Deborah, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch. Hope to get you back on the air soon. You can reach Deborah at yourenergymatters.com. We'll be right back with Robin Perry Braun. Bill Withers, God bless his soul. He passed away today at 81 years old. We are doing a tribute to him and playing some of his greatest songs. And welcome back to One Life Radio. I have a dear friend on the line. She used to be my personal shrink, as a matter of fact. So clearly, I endorse this woman. Her name is Robin Perry Braun. She holds a master's in psychology and is a holistic energy practitioner who has also worked with sexual addictions for over 18 years. She is an emotion code and integrated life process practitioner, ordained minister, author, and speaker. She has created her own certified energy modality and holds trainings live and online. She does virtual sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical issues. You can find her on her website at Integrated Life Strategies, integratedlifestrategies.com and Integrated Life Strategies at gmail.com. Today we're talking about how to pivot in times of anxiety and confusion to a more peaceful, happy place. So, you know, Robin, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to have you on the air with us. It truly is. So what are some of the things that cause minor and crippling anxiety?
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, remember, we're a body, soul, and a spirit. So I'm always pushing nutrition for even things like anxiety. A lot of it is created by brain chemistry. Stress eats up our B vitamins, and our B vitamins are part of what keeps our nervous system healthy to just manage normal everyday anxiety. Mm-hmm. We live in this epidemic of anxiety disorders. Electromagnetic frequencies also exacerbate anxiety. So we have all of these factors. Situational anxiety in general, so if we take those factors aside, is really related to what we believe. What are these underlying beliefs we have? Most of those are in our subconscious, not necessarily our conscious mind. And most of them are based on past experiences that are negative, which set us up for an expectation for future experiences to also be negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to add, when you were talking about B vitamins, I think one of the reasons I'm doing better today is I had been forgetting to take my B vitamins. They're water soluble, so they're quickly depleted in your body. You have to really, and you can get some pretty good deals. I was at Whole Foods yesterday. It was like $11.29 for their brand, which included vitamin C. Of course, liposomal vitamin C right now is the best form of vitamin C you could be taking.
Right.
And it really does fight viruses. I can't get into that right now, but I'm actually working on a segment, a very powerful segment about the power of vitamin C, in particular liposomal vitamin C. But let's talk about quantum physics, if we can. Can you explain the law of expansion in quantum physics?
Sure. So, you know, quantum physics is really, quantum means the smallest particle, which is the atom, and even smaller than the atom, the parts of the atom. And so quantum physics is understanding the science of energy. And so we have different laws. Most people have heard of the law of attraction. Most people have heard of the law of reciprocity, which we can also call sowing and reaping, or karma to a certain degree in the way we understand karma. One of the laws is called the law of expansion. And basically what we want to understand is that our thoughts and our emotions, our energy, and they're powerful. Our thoughts create things. They manifest things. Our emotions manifest things. And so what the law of expansion says is that when we think or focus on one thing with emotional and mental energy, we add energy to that thing, and that thing gets bigger. So when we focus our energy on a problem, and this is all scientific, this isn't just metaphysical or philosophical, this is actually proven scientifically. When we focus our mental, emotional energy on a problem, we actually add energy to that problem, and that problem now has the potentiality to get bigger.
Absolutely.
When we focus our energy on a solution, we now make that solution, we give it the potentiality to get bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some effective ways to pivot from fear?
Well, so the concept of mindfulness is that I am paying attention to what I'm thinking. Now, one of the things I like to teach people is that we are like icebergs, and we're made up 100% of energy. And so we're really only aware about 5% what's going on. Everything else is in our subconscious. And as you know, most of the work I do with people is finding those things that are subconscious, that are creating blocks or strongholds, or their past traumas or their past fears. And fear and trauma energy is super strong and super powerful. So, you know, somebody who has, say, has had somebody die suddenly is going to have a much harder time walking through fear if somebody's sick.
Right.
Than if somebody that hasn't happened to, because their subconscious remembers how painful that situation was and they didn't get the outcome they had hoped for. So those are very real and very true, but that doesn't necessarily, moving into the future, mean that you're going to get sick or somebody's going to die every time they get sick. But we make those associations. We hold on them to subconsciously. We hold on to them subconsciously. I'm sure if you've heard of the little acronym, fear means false evidence appearing real. So sometimes we can have a small amount of evidence and we can blow it out of proportion. Sometimes it's something we completely 100% make up,
One of the reasons we do that, and I'll give an example, I'll give two. So one is, okay, I have a job interview tomorrow and I'm scared I'm going to botch it. So one of the results of fear is that we will use fear to prepare for an anticipated outcome. Mm-hmm. So if I'm afraid of this interview, that fear might cause me to rehearse my interview.
Yep. Yep.
Which is not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And then that can just alleviate a normal fear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take right now. Let's say I have a sniffle. And so fear might say, oh my gosh, I have coronavirus because mm-hmm. I have a sniffle. But a month ago or 2 months ago, if I had a sniffle, I wouldn't have thought anything about it. I would have thought it was allergy. But now I have this thing stuck in my mind.
Right.
That because there's this law of expansion, as all of this energy is being put on coronavirus, and you know, nobody was afraid of getting the flu, and yet millions of people get the flu every year, but we don't think
right.
about it. So when we put that energy on it, it gets bigger.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about changing your perception. I ran across this interesting article in the New York Times late last night, and it talks about the perception of stress. This is very interesting. And it says, while we know that stress is associated with health problems, plenty of people with high stress lives are thriving. So how is that possible? In 2012, researchers from the University of Wisconsin-Madison published a seminal study looking at how 28,000 people perceive stress in their lives. People in the study answered these two questions. During the last 12 or the past 12 months, would you say that you experienced a lot of stress, a moderate amount of stress, relatively little stress, or almost no stress at all? And the second question was, how much effect has stress had on your health? And it was one, a lot, two, some, three, hardly any, and four, none. And this is what I'm getting to that's so incredible. So the researchers looked at the rates in the study group over 9 years, and the results are really startling. It says that the study found that having a lot of stress in your life was not linked with premature death, but having a lot of stress in your life and believing that it was taking a toll on your health increased the risk of premature death by 43%, Robin.
Right. So back to that iceberg where a lot of these beliefs are in our subconscious. And so they stir up these fears. Now, these are very real fears, and your subconscious is really strong. The main just little hack I can give people right now is when you start to think about these things and move into fear and you're paying attention. So the key is, one, you have to pay attention to your thoughts a little better, and that's called mindfulness. So all I do is I just want to move into gratitude or something positive. When we're in a situation of fear that's a helpless feeling,
mm-hmm.
like we can't control this,
yeah.
then the best way to get out of that fear is to, one, to surrender and accept the fact that I can't control it. So to stop trying to control something I can't control. So I kind of release that, and I just go, I can't control this, and to just pivot my thinking towards something that is positive, that is going on good, something I'm grateful for. It shifts your frequency, it shifts the energy you're giving to the fear, it changes your mindset, and it truly has a subconscious shift, and you will feel better.
Yeah.
But you get to choose. We get to choose what we're going to do in that moment.
Yeah. I feel better just hearing your voice. And what great advice that you put out there today. We're going to go to break. Robin, thank you so much for jumping on the air. Hopefully you can jump on again with us in the upcoming weeks. And we'll be back, you guys. We've got Dr. Johnny Bowden coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sunshine when she's gone.
Who wants to sing with me?
It's not warm when she's away.
You want to sing with me, Dr. Johnny?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always
come on, Ronaldo. I know you got it in you. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis and one of my favorite guys on this planet, Dr. Johnny Bowden. He is known as the nutrition. Hey, Johnny. You're known as the nutrition mythbuster and is a nationally known expert on weight loss and health. He is the best-selling author of 15 books. I have every single one of them, including The Great Cholesterol Myth and The Most Effective Ways to Live Longer. Dr. Johnny earned 6 certifications in personal training and fitness. He also has a master's degree in psychology, a PhD in holistic nutrition, and is board certified by the American College of Nutrition. His latest book is Living Low Carb, the revised edition. You can find him on his website at Johnny, and it's spelled J-O-N-N-Y, johnnybowden.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today?
Oh, I feel guilty saying this, but I'm actually doing wonderfully. I'm having a very good time doing this, and I know most people are not. And I try to, when I make my videos on this, it's all anybody's asked me about is what is my take on this? And, you know, how do we stay healthy during this time? And
yeah.
How do we stay mentally healthy during this time? And, you know, and there's just a lot to say about that. And I always feel a little bit guilty because people are majorly suffering.
Yes,
and,
they are.
I am fortunate enough, you know, I've been able to organize my life in a way that I'm actually finding a lot of opportunities in this. And I feel almost guilty talking about it until I realized that there is a lesson here.
Yes.
And that is that, you know, even in the concentration camps, I mean, you can't think of a worse environment than
right.
that, can you?
No,
but
no.
Some people, like Dr. Viktor Frankl, mm-hmm. wrote one of the most magnificent books in the world on survival and mental health.
Absolutely.
And it's a classic, and he did that in the concentration camps. So there's a range of how we can respond to this, and I'm seeing it in my own neighborhoods. I mean, there are people who have hazmat suits on and literally are stocking up on ammunition. They're expecting the Armageddon to happen any day, and there are people who are just blissfully unaware, and they like the college kids that we see partying in spring break in Miami. And there is a range of responses that are possible in between those two extremes. And I kind of have been trying to, in my videos and in my interviews and stuff, to tell people, you know, there isn't just one response to this. Some people are going to find wonderful opportunities. It's either job opportunities. I mean, I've heard of people starting businesses and finding niches mm-hmm. in this, or personal opportunities
yeah.
to reconnect with people or to reconnect with yourself and figure out what is really important to you. I mean, I see this as the most amazing opportunity for a time of renewal, recommitment to values, reconnection with people. I've had some FaceTime visits with people that I haven't visited with in ages, and I feel
wow.
like, I would never have done this
yep.
if it weren't this. And I'm not saying this is good, and I'm not trying to put my head in the sand and say, everybody should, you know, just relax and have a good time. I get it. People have no money coming in and all kinds of...
Right.
But even the people I know who are not in a financially stressed situation...
Yep.
I still have a range of reactions. Some of them are just devastated. They're watching CNN 24 a day. They're getting all stressed out.
Yep.
And others are kind of like, So there's a range, people. And what we have to all do is, you know, find our comfort zone on that range and look for some opportunities in this, because I can tell you that there are many, and I bet you agree.
I totally agree. And I love that we're having this conversation. These are some of the same thoughts that I have had, you know, truly. And this is a time for us to show our strength. It really is. And, you know, we don't get many opportunities really to get tested, you know. And when you were talking, you know, about not having any money, I remember some of the most wonderful times of my life where I had to struggle, you know, struggle for the legal tender, in the words of Jackson Brown, some of his greatest lyrics that he ever wrote in the song The Pretender, right? And, you know, the struggle
yeah.
for the struggle, the veterans asleep at the light, dreaming of the fight, I think is that, you know, dreaming of war, fight, the times when they felt the most alive in your life. And I remember those times literally counting my change on my bed to pay my rent. And I wouldn't take back any of it, because those kind of struggles make you stronger and they make you more efficient as a human being and in leading your most successful life.
I couldn't agree with you more. I was a heroin addict on the streets of New York in 1970. And guess what? If you asked me to redo my life and would I take, you know, I could undo those years, I would never do it.
Yeah.
Because they made me who I was. They made me, you know, they just everything that you just said.
Yeah.
I do want to say, and also to that same point, I was in New York at 9/11. And I was right there when it happened and walking in the, you know, the massive explosion and all the stuff and the dust and everything coming down and people running. And I was right there. And I want to tell you that that was probably the most horrible time ever in New York and probably in the country.
Yeah.
But people found opportunities in it. And I'll tell you one of them. And New York's a miserable city. I'm sorry. I'm a New Yorker. I lived there 50 years. I have the right to say. You know what? It's a very unfriendly city.
Yep.
You're not going to find warm and you know, people just keep to themselves. They look down. They, you know, it's just that kind of city.
They're all focused on money in New York. New York, it's a big money. You know, it's a, you know, Wall Street is there. It's just, it is. It's a bit of a cesspool.
But what happened that day and the days that followed were that New Yorkers connected and saw each other in a way that they had never before. The guy on the top floor of the penthouse on Fifth Avenue all of a sudden saw the elevator man, and the elevator man saw the guy on the top of the penthouse, and they realized they're in the same boat. Both of them have cousins and uncles and lovers and soccer-playing friends and all the rest of it, and they all have lives, and they're complete people, and they're all affected in the same way, and the bomb does not discriminate, and the virus does not discriminate, and people connected for those few days in New York. It didn't last forever, but it did present an opportunity for people to see each other differently. And I think the same kind of opportunity is here.
Mm-hmm. I agree more. I mean, I couldn't agree more. So, you know, we want to talk about strengthening the immune system.
Yes.
With your incredible knowledge that you have, what are some tips you want to give to our listeners? We've got about 3 minutes.
Oh, my God. Well, then we have to do this again because I want to divide how you support your immune system has two major components. I'm going to do the one that I think everybody's asking about, but give me 10 seconds on the one that people aren't asking about but I believe is more important. So if you're talking about building a stronger house and having stronger immunity, there are 6 supplements that that's my go-to immune cocktail. Very quickly, you have to be adequate in vitamin D.
Okay.
Nothing works without vitamin D. There are receptors on all the immune cells for vitamin D. It modulates immune system activity. We need to be vitamin D sufficient. We need to load up on vitamin C. I don't care what they're saying on TV. If you can get it, load up on it. No bad things will come from taking too much of it, except maybe a little diarrhea, and then you stop taking it.
Vitamin C, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Vitamin C.
Liposomal particular, but whatever you can get at this point.
Whatever you can get at this point, everything's sold out. But anything you can get at this point, ascorbic acid is an easy vitamin to make it. Can't screw it up too much. And number 3 is zinc. And number 4 is N-acetylcysteine, NAC. Very, very important because that's a very powerful antioxidant that has a particular affinity for the upper respiratory system.
Mm-hmm.
And I also add to that Sambuco or elderberry extract, if you like. If you can get that in the store, that's the real deal of elderberry extract. Very, very strong immune system protector. And olive leaf complex or olive leaf extract. That's my 6 cocktails. And here's the 10 seconds on the thing that no one's talking about. Your thoughts influence your immunity.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are sitting watching CNN for 24 hours a day are depressing their immunity. There is a science of this. I'm not making this up, guys. It's called psychoneuroimmunology. Google it. It's been around for 20 years, and they study how our thoughts, our stress levels, depress the actual processes of immunity. And, guys, you can't be glued to Facebook during this time. You are killing yourself, and you're doing more damage not only to yourselves but to your immune system than you probably would be if you went outside for 10 minutes and got some fresh air.
Amen, brother.
Be mindful of that level of stress. You know, we need to keep informed. We need to know what we're supposed to do and what the regulations are and the recommendations. But you can get that in 5 minutes a day of checking CNN. You do not need to be glued to this stuff and pour this awfully depressing and stressful stuff that isn't going to change your actions anyway. Do the 5 things everybody says to do. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, stay away, and relax.
Listen.
Sorry, but I mean, I'm seeing my friends deteriorate.
I know, me too.
And it's not changing what you're supposed to do. What good is it?
Will you come back next week? I love talking with you so much. All right, I'm going to reach out to you. We'll get you back on the air next week for sure. Sending lots of positive energy to you. and your family and friends, everyone.
Thank you.
And everyone
thank
out there,
you.
Thank you, Dr. Johnny Bowden. Love you. Love you. Love you. Thank you so much. Everyone, you know what? We got to go. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.